Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. Episode 15, When the Sign Isn't Coming. Happy Samhain season, everyone. Recently, I joined a community created by the teachers Denise and Madeline, where we learn to listen to spirits, notice signs, and open up ourselves to messages. Many people were sharing amazing experiences. Amazing both in terms of ordinary and extraordinary experiences. And there was definitely a lot less sharing about uneventful, plain experiences where nothing much seemed to happen. And I constantly wish that as a culture, we see and tell more of these stories instead of just success stories. So in that community, Denise repeatedly shared experiences, stories, and metaphors to how transformation and magic happen below the surface, even when we're not aware. And I'm not new to this either. For so many years, I'm not new to falling asleep in meditations, to not seeing vision in a visualization, not receiving messages. Rarely have I ever gotten feathers. And when people say, oh, I feel this, or I had that amazing experience, and on my side, I got nothing, sometimes I'm still sure what my nothing experience was, to name it, to let it be seen. But often I would say nothing because there's still a little bit of disappointment or comparison. And I might end up trying to just vent anyway, despite all the encouraging and hopeful words that the teachers would say. Over the years, though, I've learned to let these encouraging words stay with me and have faith in the process and not be triggered by it. True, though, it's not like my whole life was full of events that were, you know, just disproving my belief in something greater. And it's not like that. I still have some humbling experiences, a few that I would describe as magical or miraculous, and kind of, you know, the kind that my ego would always be looking for, or like the child who's excited about visual effects, these things still happened. Things still happened in my life. But here's the thing: we're always able to see the existence of things and the lack of things. The side of something happening and the side of nothing happening. There are always different sides to the same experience. We can see positive space and negative space, but probably not at the same time. We're also always in the ebb and flow of life. And if I were to expand all this to believers and non-believers, I feel like at a human level, there's no truth to whether magic exists or not. We just have different perceptions at different times and space. And for example, here was a moment of my disappointment. I went for a long meditation with the intention of transformation. I saw no supernatural or super insightful experiences. I saw birds closer up than I'm used to. I saw a beautiful view of migrating birds in a really big flock that I really, really see. And my monkey mind took hold of me during most of that time. I went home and see other people having great experiences. And so along other emotions, I felt disappointed. The wise word of teachers to trust They kind of describe the long-term vision and experience, but the disappointment is at a much shorter moment in time. When this happens, having disappointment in my beliefs, but deep down I know that I'm still a believer, this is a threshold we cross at smaller moments. And times like this was actually the inspiration for this podcast. Originally, I wanted to call the series Finding Faith. But anyways, kind of like, for example, our daily work for intention setting or spell work, the last step is often to surrender and to let go of control. It's the same logic. Often when I'm losing faith a little, it's when I'm attached to an outcome. It's also because of comparison, willingly or unwillingly. However, I also know any experience should be proof that I am this work in progress and exploring more dimensions of that given experiences, different sides of that experience. I could never possibly describe everything that happens and everything that has not. And that's kind of the, what's that called? It's kind of the mystery of it. I think my friend described it best. He told me that probably the best way is to trust in your intuition, believe in what you're feeling, and if you can't, that's okay too. Just try to live the best life that you could. At the moment when I heard this, it meant to me to temporarily stop focusing on how I am behind on my goals, how I am not earning enough income, or how spirit is ignoring me. Focus on trying to live the best of my life means acknowledging that I have the time to do an outdoors meditation. I was able to look at animals in their natural habitat for quite a while. Even if you go to the zoo, you probably usually don't have time for that. And, you know, seeing the entire process of sunset. A lot has happened, just not as the spiritual growth as I wanted it to be. And I feel like it's human nature. We're not celebrating the unexciting side of this because there's too much of it. And success stories are easier to celebrate and deserve celebration. I just hope that it becomes a stronger narrative that many people are acknowledging the inherent mystery in this. That not getting what we were hoping for is part of it. And kind of not getting immediate magical responses from outside, that's almost an invitation for us to keep co-creating and maintain our position. Spiritual strength comes from recognizing different stages and different dimensions. Through not always getting what we want, we learn what belief is like for ourselves. And spiritual strength, like any strength, it also comes from resilience. And that's what I've been thinking quite a bit for a while. And it's kind of interesting how it's been a topic showing up in different places. And so that's about it. That's all I have for now. And I'll see you again soon.